Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes. For only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
When last we were in Murondoy, Divine and Brian were at a restaurant when Simon turned up and berated the first oil reception and fireworks display hosted by ExxonMobil and opined that he should have been invited as a businessman. Her defense of the company impressed him, and he expressed surprise that she was with Brian, who was, as he put it, a good-for-nothing. Denzel explained the voting process to Catalina and Myrtle, but Catalina was quite familiar with it as she had worked before at a polling station. As we return, there is a knock at Sister Patsy's door.
Maxine, see you at the door now.
Coming! Sergeant Murray?
Good morning, Miss Maxine.
Good morning. Come in.
I was just having a gaff with young Denzel Lewis about elections. And as I was passing, I noticed that the repairs are finished. Thought I'd stop in and say hello.
What you want, Sergeant Murray? Me and my daughter barely got in my stomach.
You never came down to the station.
After I explained that the whole fire was an accident, what I need to come there for?
I could arrest you, you know, Sister Patsy. Arson is a crime.
But it was not arson. I tell you, it was an accident.
Who would admit to arson?
Sergeant Murray, I'm begging you. My mom is a big woman. Can we just bring this matter to a close?
Do you believe the fire was accidental?
That's what my mother said. And I'm taking her word for it.
So in your minds, this matter is resolved. But people are still asking a lot of questions.
People need to mind their own business. Look, I go in and bed.
Ma, you need to calm down.
Early morning, come to cross me.
Can I offer you some breakfast, Sergeant Murray?
That's kind of you, Miss Maxine, and...
Just Maxine.
Okay, Maxine, I would like that very much.
It's bacon saltfish, right?
Lovely, my favorite.
I'll fix you a plate.
Boxing for this weekend. So basically, we'll be talking. Maxine, this is delicious. Is your sister Patsy made these bakes?
Ma made the bakes and I did the salt fish.
You make a very good team. I'm impressed.
Thanks. So, I heard that you are single.
Oh, yes, yes. I've been for quite some time.
And no woman snatched you up as yet?
Everybody knows everybody in Marundo, you know.
Well, I find the men here to be cowards.
Why you say that?
They don't take risks.
Depends on what you're talking about.
Maybe you would prove me wrong?
I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe we should end this conversation.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Can I have another bake?
Sure.
Well, the water really cold is... Sergeant Moore, you still there?
Your daughter was kind enough to offer me breakfast.
Maxine, you can't be giving away army bakes. And besides, I hear Sergeant Moore is not really all of the...
Excuse me?
Ma, how did we get there?
It's not a why you got hanging around. I know I make myself times 10.
Okay.
Anyway, I headed down to the polling station to make sure my name is on the list.
Oh, what happens if it's not?
I'm quite sure it's there.
It's just like last elections. When I reach, they check and tell me my information ain't match. Well, I was about to open my mouth.
In a case like that, what happens?
Well, they announce the serial number, my name and so. Then they announce that for some reason my information ain't match up.
Then they direct you to the presiding officer.
And because of bad lucky, the lovely presiding officer was a woman who me and she didn't used to talk. Anyway, being the mature and decent woman I am, I follow all the instructions to the point. She checked the registration and the picture to verify that it is really me. Even though me and she used to fight over Godfrey Strotus. And she knows me very well.
What? Who's Godfrey Strotus?
One of your stepfather's magazine.
Wow.
Always a story with Sister Patsy.
Anyway, they inspect my fingers for ink to make sure that I didn't vote before. I don't know if them people they believe I's a scamp.
They were doing their job to ensure the process was fair. The officer may have had reason to question your integrity. Right now, there's still questions around the burning of your house.
Sergeant Murray, you're playing across while you sit down in here yamming my bakes?
Ma, please. Continue the story about your experience last election.
Yes, I'm telling y'all. They explained to me that there was a problem. Display my ID card to all them polling agents. Then I had to swear to an oath of identity.
Oh.
And after that, I go through the regular voting procedure. Mark my X and was out of there.
Well, it's good that they have such a smooth system in place.
Yes. We voting process is simple and straightforward.
I have to agree with you on that.
Maxine, you come with me to the polling station to see if my name on the list?
Nah. I'll stay in.
All right, Sergeant Murray, you leaving now with me?
We were talking, Ma.
Matter of fact, I do need to get to the station. Thanks very much for the breakfast, Maxine.
You're welcome.
Come along, let me go. Maxine, start lunch.
You're going to come to the station and make a statement so we can close this matter.
The fire was an accident.
Monica, it's really nice running into you. James told me about the fight, and I was appalled. Ignatius and Lawrence should know better than to be fighting in public.
June, I lay into Lawrence when he come home. He's only more embarrassment for poor Divine.
Yes, I understand your feeling, but don't feel offended. Why is Divine entertaining that young man?
I wish I had the answer for you. All me and Lawrence talk to she nothing in walking. She claims she's in love with him.
Oh, and so she divorcing Raya?
So she said.
Well, I must say, the young women these days, they are not as patient as our generation. Any little thing, they are ready to divorce or separate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I guess you and Lawrence got to leave her and Ryan to figure it out.
To be honest, girl, I frightened for Ryan. The young man grieving. You know he wanted to run to America the other day just to get away. He end up staying because apparently Ignatius can't vote for him.
And speak of the devil.
He gonna live long.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Ignatius.
Hi.
Mind if I join you all? I'm just here to pick up something Shelly ordered, but it's not ready yet.
Fine.
As long as you don't bring up any nonsense about Divine.
Look, the fight between Lawrence and me was unfortunate. I am ashamed of myself.
I hear you threaten to shoot my husband. I don't take lightly the threats, Ignatius.
Monica, you really believe I could shoot anybody? I can't even hurt a fly.
Yeah.
Anyway, how are you ladies doing? You coming when me and Shelley renew our vows, right?
I ain't sure.
James and I will be there.
It's going to be the biggest celebration Miranda ever seen.
But is why you and Shelley decide to have a second wedding, eh? Is money y'all got to throw away?
This is Shelley's dream wedding. I would do anything for the love of my life. Money is not an issue.
I forget. You're rich.
Correction. I am a very wealthy man. Anyway, besides the fight, I had a good time hanging out with the guys. We had a very fruitful discussion about the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee. I am very much interested in sitting on that committee.
Yes, James was telling me. But Ignatius, you have to be nominated. I don't think you are qualified. You are not a member of any civil society or community-based organization. You're certainly not a woman. You're not a youth. Not a member of the Bar Association, Press Association, Private Sector Committee. You
Yes, and the list of other organizations. There is to be one nominee from each of the 10 regional democratic councils. Why I can't be the person nominated from this region?
Be serious now, eh? Having money does not mean you can fall in anywhere. Let the people do their work.
I agree.
The only thing that disqualifies a person from being a member of the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee is being a member of Parliament. That I am not.
Okay.
Imagine you in Parliament, Ignatius.
I will take that as a compliment, Monica. I am also not an employee of any ministry. I'm a businessman who has built everything I own from the ground up.
You are also not an employee or owner of any organization engaged by the Minister of Finance or Governor of Bank of Guyana, right?
Correct.
You're not a member of the Investment Committee or Microeconomic Committee, are you?
What are you talking about, June? I'm not a member of any committee, and I have never declared bankruptcy. It therefore means I am qualified to sit on that committee.
And I suppose you're not of unsung mind or medically unfit.
You sure about the June?
Monica, I will ignore. Clearly you can see, June, I am well and qualified. I have never been convicted of any offense either. So why I can't expect that somebody would nominate me?
Well, if it is what you really want, Ignatius, I wish you all the best.
Well, I hope they put competent people to look over this fund. This is the aisle money we're talking about. This is about we children and grandchildren's future.
And that's why I'm saying a wealthy man like myself would be perfect to sit on that Public Accountability and Oversight Committee. I have made my money already. My son and any children he will have are set. My wife is set. I now just want to serve my country to make sure our resources are managed properly. I am perfectly fit to be nominated.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
The voting process. Once you have been identified as the elector you claim to be, you would be given a ballot paper that is stamped at the back, top and bottom halves in your presence. On the ballot paper, provision is made for you to vote twice. Once at the top section where you vote for the party of your choice in the general election, and once at the bottom section where you vote for the party of your choice in the regional election. Make your mark in the box provided on the right of your choice. After you have voted, fold the ballot paper as shown by the election official. Dip the first joint of your right index finger in the ink provided and place the ballot paper in the ballot box that is there for this purpose. You would then have to peacefully depart the polling station. For more information, contact GCOM on 225-0277-9, 223-9653, email pro@gcom.org.gy, or visit GCOM's website at www.gcom.org.gy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.